A blessed day, everyone, and welcome to our fourth day of our prayer and fasting this 2024 with the theme of victorious living, knowing and doing the will of God. Today, beloved, we will be continuing in our part 4, and the title of our message is The Upward Service. Now, let's come before the Lord as we open this with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this opportunity where we can gather together to come before you. And Lord, thank you so much for your Holy Spirit, that you are with us, you never leave us nor forsake us. You empower us, you infill us, you strengthen us as we continue to follow Jesus. And Lord, Abba Father, have your way now. Pour out your heart to us as we listen to you, as we meditate upon your word, and listen carefully with what's your revelation today. Thank you, O God, is all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, the upward service. We've been a lot for the past 3 days about God's revelation of who we are and our identity in Him and then our complete surrender. Today, we'll be continuing and moving forward about what it means to have a service that is focused in God alone. Beloved, in John chapter 12, verse 26, the Word of God says, Jesus said, If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. There are two important highlights that I would like to share with you today about this particular verse. This verse talks about serving and following Jesus. Always remember that our service to the Lord will always be an expression also in following Jesus. Now, please take note, when we talk about service or ministry in this particular message, I'm not just talking about the church ministry or the organized things that we do for the Lord in the church, especially every Sunday. I'm talking about your service that you're doing. You might be in your work, in your business, in your family, with your friends, with your community, and even especially with the church. Everything that you do, that you feel like and you put your faith upon, that this thing that I'm doing is for the Lord and as I serve Him in my personal ministry or in my corporate ministry with the church. Now, there are two important highlights that we need to have and observe from this verse about the heart of serving God. Number one, the Father approves our service to Christ. The Father will honor Him. And always remember that also in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, the principle of our labor is not in vain in the Lord. It means that no matter how small that you've done for the Lord, it will never be wasted. It will never be in vain. Everything is counted. You might not see the fruit today, but maybe soon you will harvest it tomorrow. Beloved, please do know that in everything you do for the Lord, as you seek Him and as you do His will, that even though sometimes you're expecting that the result might be quick, but it will prolong and you feel like there's no growth, there's no effect, there's no result, please put your hope in the Lord that sooner or later you can find it, that there will be a harvest upon that simple little work that you've done. Beloved, I want to share to you a story. And this story is way back, 2012, 2013, 2014, that as we continue to start to build the movement of reaching out people, in discipling people, and during the time we're still in Bethel Guest House having our Monday night worship service, gathering of disciples, accountability, discipleship, and all. Now, there's this two girlfriend and boyfriend, who is actually just going to our service every Monday night. They're not active in the church. They don't have a commitment to be part of the core or to serve in a ministry. They just love to hear the word of God. And suddenly, they disappear because they graduated and they started to do their work. After that, for how many years? I never heard about them until last year. They started to communicate with Jonah and said, we are now in Australia and we're starting a church. And they're so grateful for those moments that the seed was planted way back, 2013, 2014, that through in a little way of sharing the gospel and in a little way of encouraging them through the word of God, as we continue to just preach the word of God, those little seeds have been birthed and planted. And now they're starting a house church in Australia. For me, beloved, that's the thing that we need to understand, that there might be times in our ministry or in the way we serve the Lord that you cannot see a result, but sooner or later, you can see how it impacted the lives of people. So continue to persevere, continue to push through what God has given you. You might be alone today. You might be just 2, 3, 4, a little bunch of followers who are doing something for the Lord as you obey Him. Don't give up. Don't surrender. Push through, because you don't know how the Lord can use you. Beloved, highlight number 2 upon this verse is servanthood is tied up to discipleship. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. So serve and follow must always come together. Servanthood outward is tied to discipleship upward. It means that as we serve outward or externally towards other people, we should also be rooted in our discipleship, our relationship with God. And as older discipler or older Christian that will come to you and invest their life to you, you've got to be journeyed with. Always remember, beloved, that as we continue to come before the Lord and as we continue to serve the Lord, it must be rooted through discipleship. Now, if you are in the ministry right now, you might be a volunteer or you're starting to have your own personal ministry. You've got to also know that you should have a discipler. You should be in a personal discipleship journey with a certain discipler so that you can be accountable of, somebody can encourage you, somebody can advise you, somebody can coach you, somebody can nurture you, somebody can correct you, somebody can watch over you. Because you know what, when we are serving outwardly and we don't have that intentional discipleship, there's a big tendency that the enemy can just strike us anytime. We can get discouraged by situation, we can easily give up, and we can easily just flew away from what God has called us to serve Him. That's why it's very important, beloved. And if you are in the ministry right now, let me ask you that question. You might be serving for a long time in your church, in your community, in your family, in your business, in your work. But the question is there somebody discipling you? Do you have a discipler? Do you have someone who journey with you? If not, please pray starting today, and you can connect with us, you can communicate with us, and maybe you can join. If you are not from Dumaguete or Negros Oriental, you can join us in our online discipleship. Because it's very important, beloved, that as we continue to serve the Lord, as we continue to follow Him, somebody is also mentoring us. Somebody is guiding us so that we will not easily be discouraged. So, beloved, servanthood is tied up to discipleship. The discipleship of upward service. We tend to think of service as outward to man, but it is the upward dimension of service that is most important. Ultimately, it is the Lord whom we are serving. And in serving Him, His approval is of utmost importance. We do not serve for human applause, but for divine approval. That's easier said than done. How do we steer away from the propensity to serve for human applause? Now, this is the thing that we need to do. We need to decide how we would receive compliments. I have learned to receive compliments in the same way I receive criticism, with sincere gratitude. God has allowed them for a purpose. I bring them to the Lord so that I may learn from them without them damaging my soul. Otherwise, I would be unduly elated by compliments or depressed by criticism, forgetting that at the end of the day, it is the approval of the Lord that is of utmost importance. Beloved, I would like to encourage you that we should receive the compliments with sincere gratitude, just like the way we receive criticism. The question is, how do you receive criticism? Do you receive it with revenge and anger? Or do you receive it with full gratitude? For me, beloved, it's very important that, you know, as people will give us criticism, it must be done also with sincere gratitude, the way we receive the compliments that we have as we serve the Lord. Also, we need to define what our most significant ministry is. You know, when talk about ministry, sometimes we need to break the box. We need to break the ice. Because if you are growing from a younger year in the church, or you might be going to church for since you are a youth or a child, you know, the word ministry is like highlighted to the things we do inside the church. Yes, those are ministries, and there's a lot of ministries inside the church. There is choir, there is children's Sunday school, there is youth ministry, young adult ministry, men, women, couple ministry, senior citizen ministry, You know, sometimes all these things that we're doing is actually called ministry. But please do know that there is that significant ministry inside of us that can give us the true satisfaction, true fulfillment, and true joy as we serve the Lord. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this. I experienced this also in my own life before. I've tried jumping from one ministry to another, just searching for that joy, fulfillment, and satisfaction in serving the Lord. Now, let me ask you, have you also experienced that? Trying and trying and trying a lot of ministry, expecting that this ministry will give me satisfaction, this ministry will give me joy. But yes, of course, because it's all for the Lord. But have you noticed that there is still that little emptiness that we feel, Lord, what else do I need to do so that I can have the real and complete joy and satisfaction in serving you? You know what? Let me advise and let me just give you a suggestion on this. We should define what's really the most significant ministry that we have. Again, it's a privilege to serve together with other believers in a church ministry. But there are some ministry that we need to really focus on so that we can really have the joy and the fulfillment that can complete our joy in serving the Lord. Number one is this. The most precious part of the ministry is, number one, your personal private intercession. That you come to the being of who you are in Christ through prayer and meditating the scripture. Nothing can exchange for any kind of ministry that you can have in your life. Your personal intercession in a private way, praying for yourself, praying for your family, praying for the world, praying for the church, and meditating and declaring the word of God in your prayer time. That's the most wonderful ministry you could ever have. Another one is the personal care ministry. It means that you care for one another, especially for the brothers and sisters in the Lord and in your circle of family and friends. That you have a time to talk with them over a cup of coffee. You have a time to share your thoughts, your encouragement, even in the chat groups, even in a personal text or call, especially with the face-to-face engagement. It's very, very important. Please do know that even in the church, you know, sometimes we are being boxed by, what I will care is just the group of my ministry team. What I will care for is the people inside my missional community. Please remember, beloved, every time we have the personal care ministry, it's not about what ministry you are in, what group of MC you are in. Personal ministry is for everyone. That's why it's very important for us to understand that as the Lord is leading us to people that we can care for, to visit them because they're sick, visit them in the wake of their loved ones, visit them in the hospital, visit them in homes, it doesn't need to require to organize a visitation ministry, but the fulfillment and the joy of it is when you respond to what God is telling you to do. So it's very, very satisfying, and there's the joy of the Lord. And another one is of the most important thing as well is the one-on-one or small group discipleship. Beloved, it's different when you start to invest your life, even one person, this 2024. You might be in the church for a long time, but you never tried discipling others. The very good blessing that we have here in Ictus Dumaguete is we have the pathway, or we call the discipleship pathway. If you are called to disciple at least one person or two in a couple, we have a discipleship pathway to do that. Are you called to disciple your family or a group of people, like 5 to 6 people or to 10 people? We have a discipleship pathway. Are you called to a bigger group of people to journey with and to disciple with? We have now the discipleship pathway. What does it mean for us? We are ready for what God will be doing in our lives. The question is, will you respond? Beloved, if you don't know where to start with your discipleship journey, you can connect with us, you can contact us, and we want to train you, we want to disciple you, we want to coach you in how you will do your discipleship. Of all the ministries that we have in Ictus Dumaguete or even in your local church, please do know this. Being part of our ushering team is good. Being part of children's ministry, being part of the tech ministry or the worship team ministry, those are really good. But please do know this. The greatest thing that can satisfy and have the joy in our life is when we do ministry in our personal level with the Lord. We ask Him, we seek Him, and then as He revealed, we do it and we respond to it. Not only every 1.5 hour every Sunday, that kind of ministry, but in your whole life way of ministry. It's a lifestyle of serving the Lord. Beloved, define what your most significant ministry is in your life. Beloved, let us also remember the foundation. Serving is from the heart. There is an upward dimension to servanthood. We must never forget, it is not about our giftedness. Service is all about our gratitude in the Lord. Our gratitude to God for all that He has done for us, and the gratitude for the opportunities He grants us. It's a joy to serve the Lord. Now, beloved, please remember this. Our service in the Lord is not about because we're skilled or gifted to a certain point. We always start small in every ministry. The most important thing is our heart. Are we doing it because we are grateful? Beloved, are you grateful as you respond to the calling of serving the Lord? Or are you in compliance because you feel like, as a Christian, I need this because I'm responsible of this? Are you heavily laden of the word compliance? That's why you serve? Or you have the joy of your salvation, of the joy of God's faithfulness in your life in the past years, in the past months, in the past weeks, the past days? That's why you're serving today in the ministry. Beloved, careful that your heart will not drift into burden, into compliance, or into something that is not glorifying to the Lord. Always remember this. Our service to the Lord is like a sweet-smelling aroma in our offering to Him, living sacrifices, pleasing before the Lord. If our heart is grumbling when we serve, it is not a pleasing sacrifice. It's not an offering to the Lord. If our heart is full of compliance in serving the Lord, it's nothing in the Lord. It is not accepted. We need to check our heart, especially this 2024. If you start to commit to a certain ministry where the Lord is leading you, investigate your heart. Am I doing this because God is calling me? Am I doing this not because I'm not gifted or I am gifted, I am skilled or not? Am I doing this because I'm grateful for how good and great God is for my life, for the salvation that He gave me, for the provision that He gave me, for the beauty of His protection and His presence in my life? Beloved, when you serve this 2024, if you want to please God, if you want that your service will become a sweet-smelling aroma in His presence, you've got to serve Him from your heart with pure joy to please God. I pray that all of us will have the right motive of serving Him. Beloved, we don't have to serve, we get to serve. We don't have to serve because we are complied and compliance, responsibility, because I'm a Christian, no. We get to serve. It's an outflow, it's a result of our gratitude for who God is. For me personally as a pastor, I don't become a pastor because, you know, I need to win the favor of God. I need to because I'm a pastor. Even I don't have the position or the name pastor, I would gladly serve the church. I would gladly follow the will of God. You know why? Because every time I look back, God's faithfulness in my life, God's provision in my life, God's favor in my life, God's blessing in my life, I can never repay Him back. And every time I serve Him, I always put it in my heart, Lord, I pray that in this small way, preaching the word, discipling people, encouraging others, engaging in the missional communities, in the open doors that God has given me, then this is the only way, Lord, and I pray that this will become a sweet-smelling aroma to You. That's always been my prayer, because I cannot repay for what God has given me, especially the blood of Christ in my salvation. How about you? Why you are doing what you are doing right now in the ministry? Why you are doing all those things? Beloved, we need to check our heart. Always remember that all of us have what we call the walking in divine appointments. Remember that God does give divine appointments. There is an upward dimension to servanthood we must never forget. The road to serving God is not always smooth. We know that. Sometimes it's painful. Yes. Sometimes it's discouraging. Yes. Especially if you can feel that you're like alone. Sometimes we're simply at a crossroad. We might be thinking, why I am being part of this kind of ministry? Or maybe right now you're thinking, I want to try another ministry. Is this really the fit ministry that I need to have in my life? And sometimes we're trying to discern the Lord's leading. Now, in such challenging times, what are we to do? If you are in that season right now, maybe you're in the ministry where there's pain, where there's discouragement, where simply you're in a crossroad, you are waiting for God's leading, what's next, what to do? Beloved, let me suggest three important things that we need to do, that I've also done it during the time that we have our spiritual retreat with my wife. Before I've done this prayer and fasting, I seek the Lord in a personal level and worship Him. So, three important things. Number one, journal that you have all that you have learned from your pilgrimage. Maybe you need to want to reflect from 2023, or maybe 2022, or maybe during the pandemic time. Just journal all the learnings, the biggest and the highlight of the learnings you take. Number two, look to the Lord to open doors of kingdom opportunities. So you also try to list, what are the kingdom opportunities I have? I called it kingdom doors. It means that sometimes we have a hard time, even though we want to share the love of Christ, even though we want to share the gospel, but it seems like sometimes it's so hard for us to share because we don't have any person to share with. Well, you might be thinking about maybe the way to share is to go to Africa for a mission trip, but it's so hard. Maybe I need to really go for a crusade to really share the gospel. It's so hard. You just don't realize that under your nose, there are a lot of kingdom doors that all you need to do is to open it. And when you open it, you can see a lot of people willing and ready because God has prepared them. So open those kingdom doors, beloved. You list all of this. And then thirdly, you also write or rewrite a personal manifesto or life mission statement that covers three essential things: God-given passions, your God-honoring priorities, and your God-directed plans. So, I will show you even my own personal journey in what God has done in my life. For example, in my personal pilgrimage, this is what I have written in my journal notebook. This is my learning, especially 2023, 2022. Mission Day. The journey is light and enjoyable if you simply join God in His mission. For me personally, from the past 2 years, that's what I learned. That I now, for how many years I become a pastor, it's so different when you just join God, listening to Him and doing His will in the vision, in the mission that God has given you. It's so light and it's pleasurable, it's enjoyable. That's what I learned. So I write it in my journal. Another one is, look to the Lord for opportunities to open doors of kingdom opportunities. So it's about stepping into kingdom doors to conquer for God. So I listed 10. I reflected this. I put it in my journal that, Lord, thank you for these opportunities. For me, this is kingdom doors to conquer. The others are now conquered. There are things that needs to be conquered. So for example, I want to open the, Lord, thank you for opening the kingdom doors in my oikos, my marriage with Jonah, my family, Jonah's family, and our circle of friends. Lord, open the kingdom doors even more in Ictus Dumaguete, the ministry that I'm leading as a pastor. And Lord, open the kingdom doors of other churches as we partner together through Thrive Philippines, as we empower and disciple them in the missional community engagement as we save and reach out a lot of people. Next gen. Lord, open the kingdom doors of more campuses, more corporate business establishment, more communities where we can impact them through leadership and coaching, through the network of leaders. And Lord, we also pray, Lord, open the kingdom doors of our little Cofinos Coffee and Roasting, that as we continue to engage with great coffee in the community, a lot of people will also be engaged through you. And God has given us the privilege for the Iske city and province, mentoring the next generation. Lord, this is also a kingdom doors for me, so have your way in this. And being a range officer, this is also my prayer that, Lord, every time I face and I join competition, I train clients and shooters, Lord, allow your kingdom doors to be open that I can share the love of Christ. Lord, as you give us this Phil Oz adventure, as ground marketing manager, it's my prayer, Lord, that we can reach people who have the desire to go to Australia to study, work, and migrate. At the same time, we can minister to their families here in the city. And Lord, we pray that in iHelp, the coaching and business solution, the certification process that we are putting in the campuses, in the marketplace, and to individuals who would like the training that we offer, Lord, we pray that we can impact the love of Christ. And of course, with my passion in vlogging, together with Carl, my partner in this team, JC Vlogs, will be shooting for the company of Royal and Nofri. It's my prayer that as we connect with people that we'll be shooting with the company, with the staff, with the owner and all, it's our prayer that we can open the doors that you are putting in our heart. Beloved, this is me. This is me. And the Lord has showed me that all this is not for you just to enjoy, but all this is for you to conquer. This is what I call in my life, kingdom doors. I need to wait to the Lord. If He opened it, I need to engage as He said to me. Beloved, let me ask you that question also. Do you have some kingdom doors listed in your life? Or do you feel like my kingdom door is just the door in my house as I go out and go back home, and the door in my office or at the door in my business, and that's it? That's one way. Beloved, try to evaluate again. If you pray to God that God will open your spiritual eyes, He will let you see that your basketball group, that your cooking group, that your passion, that your family, that your club, that your organization, those are open doors. Those are kingdom doors that needs to be opened so that you can engage with the love of Christ. Beloved, this is gonna be your assignment. Number one, journal what you learned. Put it in your journal intentionally. Second, look for kingdom doors that God has given you. Just try to review all the Jesus that you have. All the Jesus that you have in your Facebook Messenger, those are kingdom doors, right? GC in my batchmate, GC in my family, GC in my work. Just look at those Jesus. It reflects in, Lord, can I see there's a kingdom door in this? Or maybe in your particular commitments and group of people and communities you are involved with. Then thirdly, you need to write or rewrite a personal manifesto or life mission. Now, this 2024, I already have my mission statement, my life mission statement, but I rewrite it so that I will be more sharper, that everything that I do must filter upon this life mission statement or manifesto. And this is my manifesto. I will focus on the overflow of God's love in and through me. I will use my God-given passion to its fullest potential to bring people to Christ. I will seek God's approval and signal in executing things He showed me as I seek Him, and in doing it as I obey Him. Beloved, that is my manifesto. How about you? Do you have your own manifesto? My prayer, write it so that whatever decision you will make, you go back to your manifesto. Whatever decision you will do in God's will, in obeying Him, in serving Him, that's gonna be your manifesto. So, beloved, my prayer for all of you is this. When we have all these things, okay? When we have all the beautiful things as we end this message, I pray that we can totally just come before the Lord. That as we write, as we rewrite our, learning, look at the open doors, and as we do things for God's glory, recalibrate again. Recalibrate the way you want it to happen, not by your own will, but by God's will. Serve Him with joy and passion and sharp edge, faithfulness and commitment, so that you can see the beauty of loving God. Beloved, my prayer that the Lord has spoken to you, and now it's time to recalibrate and reflect. And I pray that you can also have time to connect with other believers. So let's bow down our head and let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. And Lord, be with us as we come before you in this session. And we pray that above all, it will be you working in our lives. Lord, allow us to reflect. What are our greatest learning the past 2023? And Lord, allow us to see the kingdom doors that you are preparing for all of us to engage with. And I pray that we can also rewrite or write our manifesto, or life purpose statement, mission statement, so that we'll be sharp enough to decide for things, not by the ways and the circumstances, but by what you have revealed in us. Lord, thank you for your message. This is all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So beloved, this is now a time where you can go to your journal. You can now start to write, or you can discuss it with your group. Have a blessed conversation and see you in our last message, the fifth part, tomorrow. God bless everyone.